So I had a fella ask, why am I so picky? He noted that a lot of times when people post something, I'm very particular with what I say. And it's not that I'm particular with what I say, I'm particular with noticing what the real cause of the win is. I'll give you an example. A buddy of mine, Dave, posted up about a win. And he mentions, whenever I say this, that happens. And I took a swing at something. And I took a swing not at Dave, but either Dave missed the real cause, or he didn't write in a way that was clear about what the real cause is. Because it doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you feel as true already in your life. And this is a total game changer because in law enforcement, we use the term res geste, which means spontaneous utterance. And if you listen to what people spontaneously utter, it reveals what they are feeling is true. But if they edit what they say, it doesn't change anything. Or if they try to use words as a magical power, it doesn't do anything. And that's the thing, because a lot of people notice, well, you know, Bob's stories are so negative all the time, and that's why he has a bad life. No. If Bob changed his stories, it wouldn't matter. Bob could change what he says all day long, or he could just hold it in and keep quiet. You notice that there are people that talk about their drama all day long and they have it. And then there are people that are quiet. They don't say a word, but they still have just as much drama. See, it's not that the words have power. The power is you. The power is what you feel is real already. Imagination is God in action. So when I know that Bruce is a good boy, it's not the words that I say that matter. Bruce is a good boy. It's the knowing that I know Bruce is a good boy. And I may say it, I may not say it. But the question is, do I honestly feel that is true already? This is where I want you to get very, very particular. Because anything, if you claim anywhere in your life that the cause is other than what you are feeling as real, that's where you get lost. Don't even blame the tools. The tools are only there to help you discover and to play with what you are feeling as real. We made up the coffee game. Cool little tool. You imagine drinking coffee and experiencing it in a way that implies your wish is already fulfilled. So you're having an imaginal experience. Because imaginal experiences lead physical experiences. And if that imaginal experience comes from the knowing that your wish is fulfilled, well, that's going to lead your physical experience. It's going to change your thoughts. It's going to change your speech. It's going to change the behavior of you and those around you. Because everything you do and all that befalls you, according to Neville, comes from your state. That's the one cause. So remember that, dive into that, and notice how many times we return to that. Because if you stray, if you blame the words, or you blame the color socks you have on, then you'll notice when I put on my lucky socks, it doesn't always work. Why? When I say my words, it doesn't always work. Why? I'll say them more often. I'll say them louder. I'll wear two pairs of purple socks while saying my words. And I know you get that's ridiculous. But it's also very subtle. It can be so subtle. Like noticing, you know what, every time I say something, say these couple words, that happens. Could be true. But it's not because you're saying the words. You're saying the words. If you're honestly saying them, res geste. They're a spontaneous utterance from your state. Just like the spontaneous result comes from the state of your wish fulfilled. Alrighty, if you want to dive deeper into that, those first 2 weeks of Manifesting Mastery or gold for that. God, really, really cool. You can find them at manifestingmasterycourse.com. Get on that 221 email list at freeneville.com as well if you haven't. Obviously not a goodie every day. And go listen to more podcasts. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.